This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by Amazon, Stamps.com, See's Candies, Rouge Designs, and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
So the intention here was to have a conversation. We're going to choose an interesting person to ask interesting questions, and I would respond with interesting answers, and you would have an interesting piece of audio to listen to. And the more I thought about it, the less interesting that concept became.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away. All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsated with tingling sensation.
I'm only really good to do this once a night.
I'm about to say.
We're not professionals, man.
We're not. Show number 87.
Ochete siete.
Oh, close enough.
Something like that. Ochete.
Ochete.
Machete. Tuesday, March 10th, 2015.
We made it.
In the year of the sheep goat. We're the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Again.
Mike, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. I'm sitting in for Seth because apparently Bill Cosby raped him in 1992.
Uh-oh.
He does have some...
jokes.
Proceedings that he's going through that have to do with Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And he can't
come...
He got
the Jell-O pudding pop up the butt.
He can't come with, what is it, 500 feet of a schoolyard?
And since my house is close to a school...
What better place to come? Oh, wait!
Oh, we're going to do that on this
here
part.
We go. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, welcome, guys.
Here we go. So, we are back.
No.
Technically, this is the first show.
Yeah, people are going to be confused cut all when this they listen out. To this. Like, did I miss something?
Who gives a shit? In the studio with us tonight.
Yes.
Final.
The band.
How you boys doing?
Doing well. Yeah, man.
Now, go ahead and introduce yourselves from... The right side of the radio to the left.
Okay.
If you're looking at your dial.
Justin Hawkins. I sing and play a little guitar here and there.
How you doing, Justin?
I'm well.
Good. Happy Tuesday. Happy
Tuesday. You guys too.
I'm Dustin. I play the guitar, the lead guitar, the drums, the bass, and the lead vocals.
Nice.
Yeah.
Definitely not the one you want to kick out of the band.
No.
Lead drums?
Yeah, lead drums.
So, this is going to get confusing very quickly.
Because there's another Dustin in the room?
And a Justin.
Yeah. And a Justin?
Yeah. How often do you get mistaken, Dustin, for a Justin?
All the time.
Yeah. I get
but
it,
it's,
too.
I give him the Ustin. Just, yeah, it's an Ustin.
And when my nuts itch, I adjustin with Dustin.
Yeah.
Why'd you point at him? You could have pointed
I'm going to totally use that. Yeah, that's badass.
That is good. And then, Justin, do you ever get called Dustin?
Yeah.
Like all the time?
Everybody, anytime we introduce ourselves to anyone after we've played or whenever, oh, Justin and Dustin. They have to point at us and say those words.
It's like meeting twins.
Yeah, something like that. It's all right.
It is quite a pain. I got called Austin quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah, let's Austin? Bypass every other thing that sounds like your name and put an aw in front of it.
Yeah.
Instead of an
Because it, because it has Sten in it.
Right. Dustin.
Like that's just where it goes.
I would just call y'all Sten. Sten.
Then every once in a while there's Destin.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Destin. The beach.
Destin. Yeah. I used to Destin. Go there all the time.
Destin, Florida. Yep.
Destin.
With my family.
I think there was a story about a giant shark they just caught down there. It was like an 8-foot Mako shark that was within feet of people playing in the surf. Yeah. Someone jumped on it and grabbed it and pulled it out.
They played
Fuck
with the shark.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's awesome.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow, man, that had to be a ballsy dude or a drunk dude.
Probably a drunk
I'm
dude.
I'm gonna hold my beer. I'm gonna jump on and drink.
I'm gonna go get this thing.
Going in.
Famous last words. Watch this.
Watch it. I'm gonna hold my beer. I'm gonna try something.
I got this.
Yeah. So, Vinyl.
Yeah.
Been waiting to have these guys in because I heard that they did. I wasn't there, but I heard they did one of the most epic cover sets that you have ever seen.
Let me chime in on this because I was on the bill too. They stole the show both nights.
That's what I've heard both from nights. Not oh, just man. Mike, but at least three other bands that have been in here.
Yeah.
Talk about
there, right?
You guys,
yes. Yeah,
and how badass of a job you did with the Cars.
Yeah, dude, it was
right on.
It was
oh
fun.
My god,
I wasn't there, but I've heard. So
it was an amazing set, like to the point of just forgetting that I was at Curtain Club.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the night I saw y'all was the second night.
Oh, yeah.
Have y'all thought about just completely doing a side project that just plays Cars covers?
Yeah, totally.
But you'd make a lot of money.
We play at House of Blues Friday. Yeah, actually.
Did you?
As the Cars. No, this coming Friday.
This coming Friday. Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Well, shit,
really?
I have to work.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got tickets.
We got tickets.
Oh, no.
What time do you go on?
Oh, wait, that's not the ticket.
7 a.m., I think.
I don't need
no, we're
seats.
The first band. So
shit, I
worked
till 10 at least.
Like 8.
I got him.
I want to ask you guys, like, because since we were on the bill, too, I know what we went through trying to choose a band. Mm-hmm. What were the other choices, and how did you come up with the Cars?
ZZ Top.
And I was like, dude, I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, actually.
How many fights happened as well?
Oh, it was pretty cool. Yeah. Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety was one of the
things that we wanted to
really,
do.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of the trigger.
Then you would have had to fight with Raven Charter.
Yeah,
whatever,
they
doing.
When well, we found out they were.
We would have just like killed them.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, another fight.
Yeah,
another Dufort band matchup.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it. Mike's
we almost lost members in Redefine by trying to choose a band to do.
He's been torching all of Dufort the whole night. So
someone said the Cars, and we're like,
yeah, dude.
Well, you guys had it right because you didn't do anything like you weren't trying to be cool. You knew what the crowd wanted. Like. You were out to please the crowd, and it was cool because I don't personally know the House Harkonnen, but there was the kind of scary looking dudes if you don't know them, and there was the one guy in the front just with a smile on his face the entire night watching you guys. I was like, this is so fucking cool, because he looks like a biker, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's Alex
or maybe
Doty.
I don't know.
Not even
personally.
Doty
and Alex
Doty.
Will
yeah,
not
totally.
Kill you.
Yeah,
but no, I've never actually met the guys.
They're
just,
a package of
they're
like
sweet
jelly beans.
They look like Motorhead.
Yeah,
you know
cool
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They rage just like.
I know, but you know what I mean? I don't know them personally. I've never met them, but I love their stuff. But seeing a dude like that, just, singing along with my best friend's girl and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, your set, you lift a lot of the later hits out, like Drive and shit. You just concentrate on the early Cars.
We
wanted, we're working those
stuff.
In now.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
For that show, yeah.
Because I wanted to hear Magic. That was my song.
Well, it's...
That's when they got more synth pop, so they just kind of set everything
down.
Well,
wave.
They did Moving in Stereo. Yeah. That's the most synth-heavy song
it is,
in the Cars catalog.
So when you guys go do these Cars shows, are you ever just like rocking it, like just laying it down, and you look up and just see like a real Cars fan that's like fully dead
in a wheelchair?
Yeah. Swinging hip to fro, just
really?
Like,
does that trip you out?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's
like,
awesome.
They come to you and like, dude, you have no idea. You took me back to the Cars.
Yeah.
That's
why we are keeping on doing it.
Well, so. I'm about to say, because you guys couldn't have been, Cars probably broke up before you guys were born.
Maybe.
Right? They broke up in 87.
Well, he saw Dusu. He's not that
young.
Oh, that's true.
I'm an 81er.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, still, it's.
That's young.
Okay, I stand corrected.
I'm 39, so.
Cool.
Right on.
Yeah,
it was really easy for us to do, actually, because we have such badass band members. Like, our drummer and bass player, which couldn't make it, Hunter and Steve, are top-notch
rhythm section, man.
So we get in and play, and it's like, what song do you want to do? Cool, I know that.
Yeah.
Just pull it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in listening to y'all's first album, which y'all released last year.
Yeah, digitally. We're
digitally.
About to release
about
it on LP, finally.
I need that.
Yeah.
So, when y'all... listening to that stuff and then going to car stuff, which is a lot simpler,
yeah,
a lot easier to play. You're right. You have a badass backing section that should have just been like, all right, let's go. This is easy.
It's surprisingly complex, actually.
Really?
Elliot Easton's guitar parts. He's a Berkeley grad. He does seminars all over the United States about how to play good guitar. I mean, he's he's a player. It was actually a challenge. Like, he plays way more than I do in vinyl.
Yeah, I think you had the hardest part.
Had you played a lot of Cars before you and the guys in vinyl decided y'all were going to do it?
Not really. The technical aspects of the playing style, sure, but not that, actually. I mean, there were a few songs I sat down and I was like, oh, fuck.
But I used to play these songs all the time on Rock Band and they were so easy. I mean,
Yeah.
It was all green and
that's,
yellow.
That's how I learned it, too. I was like, Rock Band, cool. Here we go.
Are you guys throwing around ideas
for
next
year? Man, you were there. They didn't do their set on Rock Band, Dustin. Sorry.
Are you guys throwing around ideas for next year?
Yeah, we are still actually considering Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
We also talked about Zeppelin doing like...
Oh, good luck.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, but you guys sound like you're up to the challenge, though. I can hear the musicianship in vinyl.
We were in Trebuchet before we got into vinyl, and we did the Smashing Pumpkins, one year, and it took me like 2 months to figure out how to sing like Billy Corgan.
I saw Trebuchet.
Just hold your nose. Just put it.
Haley's Comet.
Your nose.
Yeah, I think it was Haley's Comet, something like that.
Haley's and Denton.
Haley's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw you guys up there, and there was a band, like a one-man band that opened up for y'all or something. I think you were on the bill with House Harkonnen, maybe.
We might have been.
Yeah, probably.
But I know there was a really weird act before y'all, like a one-man guy that did poetry and kind of had, like, beats playing or something. Maybe I got it confused,
damn, what
dude.
Was that? That was like, I don't know what
So you
was.
Remember it? I'm not just...
I kind of remember what you're talking about.
It wasn't Cottonmouth, was it?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
It was someone that James brought in.
Cottonmouth. Yeah, James brought somebody.
The Cottonmouth Kings?
That's
the
old one time.
Cottonmouth, Texas.
That's what I'm going to whoop my duffin. Going to whoop my duffin.
Yeah, that's it.
Man, I can't believe y'all brought up Cottonmouth, Texas.
Yeah, that blonde, he just going to whoop my duffin.
I don't know if I have it over here to rip or not.
I was a big fan of Trebuchet. I saw you live. Cool. My girl like bought your stuff and jammed it for like 6 months straight. That's all I heard. And so who all from Trebuchet is in vinyl?
Just
you guys?
That's it.
What happened to Trebuchet?
I don't know. We just kind of... It was one of those mutual, like, hey, let's go do different stuff.
Our drummer got AIDS, and... No.
That's what spontaneously combusted once it reached full HIV status.
Right.
Because that's what happens.
You can't pressure someone with AIDS.
Yeah.
The media is covering it up, but that's what happens.
When God gives you AIDS, make lemonades.
Jeez.
Zing. God.
That's I had to awesome. Pause mid-joke because I thought I had it backwards for a second. Yeah. Like, no, that's right.
You got it.
Nailed it.
You're like, did I just pull a stub?
Apparently so did your drummer.
Did I say the joke backwards?
Did it work? Huh?
Did he say it right?
I don't know. All right, so y'all's car set, going back to that, how many times had y'all performed before the Halloween show was Cars? Did y'all? Or
once.
Just once?
Yeah.
Up in Denton?
Mm-hmm. We like had an impromptu show at like Rip Rocks on the back porch where nobody was.
Rip Rocks is still there?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
And did you drag people out? Were they like, oh,
not really. Our intention was not to. It was to get the show bugs out.
We wanted to dress up. It was a dress rehearsal, really. And it went off pretty good.
So y'all got a pretty big show coming up, I believe. Saturday?
Yes, 35.
Oh, 35, yeah.
Yeah. That's the
y'all looking forward to that?
Oh hell yeah, man!
It's like the updated version of Fry Street, is what it's becoming.
Kinda.
And the bleed
it's
off.
It's not as cool. It'll never be as rock.
But you know.
So y'all stoked about that, huh?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. It'll be sweet.
Do y'all get? Do people now when they see you play and you're playing the vinyl stuff, do they start yelling, "Hey, let's hear some car like yell a car song"?
Not yet.
I was in a band and we did For Whom the Bell Tolls one time, and then we had to play it every single set because from that point on there was people that had to have For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Ours is Wicked Game. We had this really cool cover of Wicked Game by Chris Isaak.
And
wow,
and
that's our
Chris Isaak.
Yeah,
so we did Bad Romance by Lady Gaga one time and got shot at. Yeah, well, the funny thing about it was that when the opening riff started, people started to either cheer or go, ugh, but either way, they knew the song.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, we kind of caught you with your pants down.
Mike Patton did Poker Face,
hey,
in Faith No More, too.
He did all of the zombie noises on Left 4 Dead, as well. That was cool.
That is pretty damn awesome. Well, I forgot about
voice master.
I totally forgot about that.
I bet you he's making as much from game royalties now as he is Faith No More royalties.
Did he do The Witch?
He did, like, I think all of the
most
things.
Of it.
That's insane. Yeah.
Wasn't it, like, his first big game that he did was Left 4 Dead? I know he had done some, but when... Was it the first Left 4 Dead that he did?
Left 4 Dead.
Oh, my gosh.
He might have done both of them, one and two.
Because I think they just took them from one to the other. Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
Yep.
And if I understand correctly, you have another show coming up on the 20th, the Boiler Room, is it?
Boiler Room this band called Redefine, I think.
Well, they suck, but New Mag is on
there. I am so sorry, you guys. I play with Redefine.
Fuck Redefine. God, dude.
Well, if your drummer was still around, maybe he would. Hey, with the AIDS.
But let's talk about some. Y'all have a show between 35 Denton this Saturday and the Redefine show.
We have several shows coming up that we're excited about.
Y'all have one out in California.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about that.
What is the story with this? Yeah.
We go to California all the fucking time.
But nobody knows it.
Yeah.
Not even us.
Hmm. How high are you? Just going to wake up in L.A.?
I think there's a funk fusion band out in Cali.
So they grab y'all?
They've been around since like 93 and they never go away. You know.
So that really jacks with y'all when the
I'm like, God damn it, delete every time that stuff comes up.
Bands in Town is awesome about separating different bands.
Yeah.
You should just show up and be like, yeah, we're here to play. What's up?
We should.
We're here at this festival because it is a festival.
We had a $1,000 guarantee, right?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, we're here.
That'll cover our expenses.
And it never happens like that, does it? $1,000 guarantee. They're like, oh, we got the wrong band here. I'm supposed to be here.
I'm sorry, we had $900 production costs. Here's $100.
Yeah. you can get to Vegas.
We can't get to
maybe.
Good hookers with $100.
Yeah.
Get the hair lip ones.
So how long you guys how long has vinyl been jamming together now?
Two or three years maybe. Yeah.
Is it all the original guys that came together?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just That's cool.
Us four dudes. We got together when Trebuchet took a hiatus for I don't know, 5 or 6 months, and we wanted to continue playing. So we got together with Steve and Hunter and, it was awesome. And we decided to keep doing it, so.
Y'all jam up in Denton?
Yeah, man.
Rubber gloves.
Don't sit on the couches. We found out last week.
Don't touch anything.
Why they're crunchy. Or the video games.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some sketchy stuff.
I wear my hazmat suit when I go there.
Yeah.
I love rubber gloves, though.
I do, too.
It's such a fun venue.
You need to wear them.
Yeah. That is one of my favorite venues. I'm not joking either when I say that. Rubber Gloves is one of my favorite venues to check bands out. I love going there to see shows. I just like that nasty smelling. During the summer, it's 115 degrees in there. Yeah. In the winter, it's 2 degrees in there. It's just you really have to like music to go and see a show there. And you get paid off, man.
Yeah.
You're right. It's true. you're exactly right there, Matt. Your observations
right about something here
are amazing.
Spot on.
The only time I wear a condom is when I go to Rubber Gloves.
Yeah. No, I like keep it on the whole time.
The whole night.
I like Andy's too.
With a twist tie.
Who's going to feature a bunch of the bands from Do For It.
Yes.
Yeah.
So y'all are coming on at 9:30,
mm-hmm.
just before the spectacle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just after Convoy. This will be. I've seen the end of a Convoy set, Convoy and the Cattlemen.
Yeah, that's Alex playing, right?
Mm-hmm. I've seen the end of one of their sets. I haven't seen a full set. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, I want to see them too.
It's a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I think it's a really good mix of bands.
Not on this list is Redefine, but we have International Spark Dome ending the night.
Right in the butt.
Redefine couldn't make it, so they got ISD to come together and
that's
do it.
Cool.
Yes. That
is yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What we're doing, man.
Do y'all know ISD?
Yeah, from way back in the centuries of the earth.
Fry Street, I saw one of the most impressive trash can dives I've ever seen by dude from lead singer from ISD. What's his name?
Craig.
Yeah, Craig. Just boom, straight in. Came out with bloody face.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Love that dude.
So... At 3:45 that day, he's doing a set with Brutal Juice.
Oh, yeah?
And then coming over to do ISD that night.
I saw Brutal Juice at Gloves not too long ago. That was loud.
That, in the 90s, was my favorite local band.
Yes.
By far.
I saw Baboon there, too.
I saw Baboon there
once.
It might
have been right around that time, too.
And the singer, he just stripped down and got totally naked. And this guy's 6'6". Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Huge guy. And he's fuck it.
Gigantic. Just naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened quite a bit.
Yeah.
Just naked.
Yeah, it was Gloves.
Hey, what was the name of Baboon, the band that played with This Will Destroy You, that guys from Baboon were in?
the BB box or
do they play
big
anymore?
Beat box?
I wanted to see them again.
That was a
big
really good show.
Stuff. They had like the droning trombones and stuff.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was more electronic with droning guitars and stuff, but that was a good show. We saw them at Granada with "This Will Destroy You" and
You
and Me.
They had horns up. I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Not imagining that either.
Not imagining that.
Was that a dream? Or did that really happen?
Dreaming.
Yeah, that was a really good band. But yeah, I've got all this stack of CDs over here.
That's a good stack, man.
Well, I had to pull them out because I was going through my library earlier today, and I was like, I'm missing a ton of local stuff.
You had to be a fan, of course, of Empire, right?
Digital.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay,
that's
so
what
like,
he was jamming when I
this,
walked in.
This cock poster is like the first thing I noticed when I walked in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I've got, okay, so I've got Ugly Aiden. Mustard, Tendril.
Tendril, yeah.
I went to school with those guys. Those guys are badass. Baboon, and the first Nixon's EP. None of the sister shit.
That's the only good.
Yes. Six.
Album. Yeah, yeah.
That one was good. I had to pull that off. And then I got some Stink Bug.
Yeah.
Moving Atlas on here. Cock. Two cocks, three Dusus, and another Tendril. So.
You got three cocks. You're a special guest. Yeah,
got some,
yeah.
Gotta
have
some
all
good
the
cocks
Dusus.
Around here.
It's a lot of cock.
It is. It really is. Gotta add all the Dusus because all these Dusus, it was like you said earlier.
Yeah.
That first one is so shitty, weird,
well,
good.
It's, and the sound is horrible.
It is, but it's amazing.
But, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. Speaking of horrible sounds, so you're playing with Rita Fine on the 20th?
Yeah. No, we're actually pulling off that. We found out that they were playing that show. Yeah. We're like, we got to get the fuck off this show.
Yeah, who else is on that show on the 20th?
New Magnetic North.
Yeah, that's right.
And who else?
I don't know.
That's it? Just y'all three? I thought there was a
four. As far as I know.
Oh.
This could be a good show. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't played Boiler Room in...
I've never played Boiler Room, actually.
Yeah, likewise.
We played there.
Did we? Such a loud
I don't remember.
Last time we played there was Trebuchet played there after we got through playing in Lubbock with Fair to Midland. Oh, and then we played the next day at the Boiler Room. And
that was fun.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Because we were
I like the venue
delirious
itself.
And hungover, and we were like, let's just do this.
Is Fair to Midland, are they playing still?
I don't think so.
Not in a while. No.
Question.
Not in a while.
I think I pulled down... One of these discs is actually
Fair to Midland,
Buzz Oven.
Oh yeah,
remember the Buzz Oven?
Dude, the Buzz Ovens were the jam.
Yeah,
Buzz Oven 13, right here. It's Record Hop. That's why I pulled it off. But Fair to Midland's on here, and so is Rocket Queen.
Dude,
this is so out of control.
I saw Scott Porter at Dan's the other night when we played the other night. Yeah,
what's he up to? I haven't seen him in forever.
He's in Dallas, I think. Yeah, I don't know if he's playing or not, but. Dude, I loved Record Hop.
Record Hop was cool.
It was a cool jam.
There was weird stuff happening there that was really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Wow,
last
that's
time
crazy.
I saw them was at, years ago at Haley's, and they were just so tight and loud and awesome.
So y'all call a home base Denton.
Yep.
Practice in rubber gloves. Mm-hmm. Where are you guys located at? Where are you living, do y'all?
All Denton.
Yeah.
All Denton? Cool.
Probably all within 2 or 3 miles of rubber gloves.
It's a lot better than Spectacle. Still claiming
they
Denton, but only one lives up there, and there's half a finger up there, right?
Yeah.
Or a foot.
A foot.
A toe?
Yeah.
What?
It was a toe.
I missed this part.
And he's on his way out, like trying to get out. They're still claiming Denton.
Yes. Still claiming Denton.
And those guys.
And then Urizen is also playing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Urizen.
Which I haven't seen them in forever.
I haven't either.
I've never seen them.
You haven't?
Mm-mm. I've never seen them either.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
From what
I
remember.
From Austin or... Right?
I honestly don't know because I thought they were Denton based.
Okay. Maybe they are.
That's how long it been since I've seen them.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you're in the producer role over there. Why don't you produce something?
Produce.
I don't think you want that.
I think he's got the list ready of repulsive band names.
Yeah,
we're gonna go through.
Well, I didn't make it up, but yes, I'll produce that.
We do have a list. We've been talking about this for most of the night. If you're in a time warp, we actually recorded the show after this show.
Yes, it's very confusing.
Before this show.
Okay.
So numerically, we did 88 an hour and a half ago.
So this is a prequel.
This is show 87. Yes.
Okay. This is the Phantom Menace.
Sweet.
So what I sold on eBay
fucking Jar Jar
was a Texas Longhorn hat, and it got me thinking that the Texas Longhorn logo looks like a uterus.
Now we have the payoff.
So you got to listen to it backwards.
So you weren't selling uteruses.
I was not selling uteruses on eBay. I want to
clear
that up.
Uteri. Yeah. That's just.
I want to clear that up.
Plural.
I was not selling uteri on eBay. Thanks for.
Okay.
But were you selling a bag of Kanye West's air?
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Trust
his,
me.
His smug.
Yes, smug.
Oh, dumb. All right. So, Mike, you've got a bit for us. Let's go through here.
Well, it's not that I have it. We were talking about it earlier, and it's the 30 most offensive band names of all time.
Sweet.
Yeah. Are you going to do all 30?
Are you guys easily offended?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You might have to tone this shit here, down. You yeah.
Ten Hail Marys yeah. after this show. Yeah.
Please take your cunt
they
outside.
They got one step out, 1 foot out the door right now. The They're pissed.
Exactly.
So
Russ.
We'll just kind of go through these. Of course, you know, we'll go from 30 on down because that's the way it's listed. Okay. The
clickbait.
The Butthole Surfers.
That's not offensive. That's great,
well,
that's
you know,
oh, Maynard was in that, right?
Are you going up or down?
Down. This is number 30.
So. Gilby
okay.
Clark.
Okay.
Well,
Gilby Clark was the singer. For
remember the first time you had your mom buy you a Butthole Surfer CD for Christmas? I mean, how hard was that to tell her?
Like, yeah.
Gibby Haynes.
It was a lot easier than Queen Latifah.
Hey, I'll did tell I tell you that Pincus played with Butthole Surfers is now playing bass with the Melvins? Did I tell you that?
I think he did.
And
about seven episodes ago.
I'm pretty sure he played on the album, too, because I think some of the album art has him in it and everything. So I don't think he's just touring with the Melvins. I think he actually recorded with them, too.
And I want to say the Melvins have a set at South By.
Oh, really?
Yeah, next week.
You really want me to go to South By, don't you?
I'm just saying. Dillinger.
And there's, are you still sticking with the conspiracy theory that there's going to be a Faith No More sneak-in show?
Oh, my God.
He thinks they're going to play South By Southwest.
We did a big Faith No More breakdown about an hour ago, going through their set lists of what they're playing right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, we're doing it in about 2 hours.
But now if you listen in the future, you'll hear it again.
I love time travel.
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
It is. And it's fun.
It's great.
We're trying to kill
the
whole
Doritos
time
commercial.
Time travel.
It works.
And shrooms.
You're so old.
Yeah. That's a great commercial.
That is a funny
That made
commercial.
Me laugh. My favorite one right now is the Salt and Pepper Geico commercial. I just love it.
Push it real good.
I'm pushing it real good.
Mike. Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Mike.
Yes.
You can leave now.
I can leave.
Actually, tell us number 27.
Well, tell us number
26
then you get the fuck out.
Yeah, tell us number 26.
26? You want me to skip ahead?
Oh, no, 29. Whatever.
Yeah.
29.
28 then.
We only made one.
So we don't want to hear 29 through 27. Give us 26. The Dead Kennedys.
Not offensive.
Not offensive.
Well, if you think about it.
Back
it's
then.
Historically
yeah.
accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
Well, at the time they came out, it might have been a too soon type of thing.
Okay.
Nashville Pussy.
Ooh, man. I like that one a lot.
That's a good band.
The Dicks.
Meh.
I got one. It's okay.
Yeah, right. The Queers.
That could be offensive to people.
Well, I don't know.
Nowadays,
it's a band name. Get over yourself.
Nowadays. Yeah. Well, yeah. Everyone's
They're happy.
Wait, I think the fraternity in Oklahoma might like this band. Gay Bikers on Acid.
That's pretty badass.
Is this the same list that I read?
I don't know.
It's similar, because I couldn't find the other one, but this is basically the same thing.
Oh, okay.
The Fucking Champs, which is just F word, but Circle Jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Fuck Buttons?
That's my favorite. Is that on the list?
Fuck Buttons? Not yet.
Okay.
Not
yet. Anal Cunts? Are they on there yet?
I think that's number one.
Oh,
it's gotta
it?
Be.
Yeah.
It's gotta
I
be.
Hate God.
Yeah. Thousand, you're allowed your opinion.
Yeah.
A Thousand Homo DJs.
That was greatness. That was Al Jergensen, Trent Reznor.
Yeah.
Going back to I
Will
Hate
Rifflin.
God, what drives me nuts about that name is it's grammatically incorrect.
Yeah. Well, what drives me nuts about them is they suck.
No, man. They
oh, God.
Suck, dude.
Maybe I'm thinking somebody else, but I didn't care for them at the time.
You two, meet in the octagon. Fight.
I mean, they're no Mastodon, but...
They're from New Orleans. They're from New Orleans, man. So they
Mike, you can leave now.
Anything from New Orleans is blessed.
We fight about Mastodon because I just don't see what's so big about it.
Did you hear?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Did
Mastodon
you hear,
kicks him serious.
Were you listening when Duel came in and Doty was talking about too many notes?
Yeah.
He's like, do you like Mastodon? He's like, you mean too many notes?
Too many notes.
I wanted to be here when Duel was in here. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
It was better than right now.
It was.
You need to come over more often, man. Maybe you'll catch them. I think you're on the same label, though. I could...
Maybe.
We are.
I don't think so.
I don't know about all that.
Right. I don't know either.
Why aren't they there Saturday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Too many L's.
They're working on too many notes.
It is too many L's.
Too many L's.
New songs with too many L's.
All right, for number 20. We're in the top 20 now.
Sweet.
Impaled Nazarene.
Whoa.
Fuck the facts.
I don't think that this is talking about repulsive to people like us. I think it's talking about the common...
Like five-year-olds.
Yeah, like you wouldn't tell grandma.
Like someone that listens
here's
to...
Here's John Cougar Concentration Camp.
Yeah. That's my favorite one. That's bad. That's my favorite one.
I'm kind of just skipping around now. I'm skipping around now. Revolting Cox is on there. The Day Glow Abortions.
Now, give us the numbers so we know where they're at least right.
All right, well, hold on. They have these friggin' ads that pop up.
But there's a Day Glow Abortions?
The Day Glow Abortions is number 13.
That's an amazing name.
It is.
Why didn't we
and the next
that?
One is the you Gay Witch Abortion. Anything.
The Gay Witch?
The Gay Witch Abortion,
yeah.
Were there gay witches?
That's awesome. Can we hear some Gay Witch Abortion?
How confused are conservative people that
because that's the coolest I've heard so far.
This is my favorite one. Can I hear that? No, this is my favorite one. You're going to take that back in a second because this is my favorite.
Are you Spotify on them?
Diarrhea Planet.
Nope. Gay Witch Abortion.
Man.
No, that's I a love punk that one better.
Diarrhea Planet's here all the time.
Yeah, they're a punk band, aren't they?
They have like four or five sets for South By this week.
Face Down and Shit. I like that one.
Face
I mean,
down
who
and
hasn't
shit?
Been? You know.
All right, hold on, hold on.
We're gonna listen to Gay Witch Project.
Hold on.
Gay Witch Abortion.
Gay Witch Abortion.
That's what this
gay
is.
Gay Witch Abortion.
Sue me.
Fuck yeah.
That is dirty.
Yeah.
Very.
Let it play. I'm kind of a fan right now.
Yeah.
Let's hear some words.
God, they're rocking.
They're killing it so far. Let's see.
No vocals?
Are they instrumental?
Fuck the vocals, man.
No, it's coming. It's gotta be coming.
I wanna see them!
Yeah.
It might be.
I'm going to order the t-shirt.
Yep.
Wow.
That's kinda cool, yeah.
The song is Down with Giants.
Skip, can you skip up and see if there's any vocals at all?
Well, we're midway through the song.
Is there another track we can listen to?
Stain on the Floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude!
Yeah.
Might
be onto something here.
I'm so glad we did this list.
Right?
Discoveries.
Why aren't they open for Torchy tomorrow?
Yeah.
Torchy.
It's Torch, Dustin.
I know, I just say Torchy to be funny. All right.
Do you guys remember a band called Butt Trumpet?
Yes.
Yeah, they became Blady Blowtorch.
Have you heard
they were hilarious, but
have you heard
good.
Of Butt Tulips?
No.
You're over the age of 35. You hadn't got them yet?
Here we go.
I'm in.
Yeah. It sounds like this would be on the Crow soundtrack or something. You know?
Royal Blood, right? It's just bass and drums.
Oh, is that right?
Vocals, right?
I'm pretty
sure. That's all I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were reading it.
Bass with a big muff and drums, man.
Yeah. I'm going to follow Gay Witch Abortion.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's my favorite so far.
You're welcome.
I never thought I'd say
thanks,
that
Mike.
Today.
Yeah, hey.
Sweet.
Seth, you're fired.
I like that.
Gay Witch Abortion. So,
listen to him.
Is Sean Walker and Jesse Bottomley.
Dude, is Trash Pocket still listening? He's got to be all on this.
Two guys out of Minneapolis.
Minnesota? Oh.
Well, there's nothing.
So them and Prince, huh?
Sweet.
There's nothing else to do in Minnesota except make smoke, so.
Purify
like
yourselves
that.
In the waters all right. of Lake right. Minnetonka.
They win.
Yeah. Well, Dying Fetus is on here. There's one called Rape Man.
Rape Man?
Ooh, I like that one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Meat Shits.
Whoa! Look them up.
Meat Shits.
M-E-A-T.
Let's check out all these.
They're in here.
Look them up, dude.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to hear this.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Yes?
You've got... These are the top three songs. Number three, Extinction and Excrement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was this black metal?
Sounds like Carcass or something.
Yeah. Number two, Revenge Fuck.
Fuck yeah.
And number one, Homosexual Slaughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh man, the
they're
LGBT
from Sweden.
Is gonna be
I guarantee
all over
that.
Or Norway or something.
All right. So we're going to just go with their number one song,
Homosexual Slaughter.
What are you, Casey Kasem now?
Here they
by
are.
By long-distance request.
At number one, Homosexual Slaughter.
Whoa, these people.
Right off the bat.
These people are mean.
Oh, wait.
All right.
The song's a minute and 24. So it's like punk metal.
It's about a minute 23 too long, actually.
It's Cannibal Crab.
Crab.
No, not so much.
That sounds like Chris Barnes from Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, but Corpse Grinder is far better.
Matt.
Dude. I didn't say that.
Why are you saying that?
What did she say after this?
It just started.
What? She just started what? Her period?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Okay, right, here's another good name. Right. I like this one. Funeral Rape.
Ooh. That's got to be black metal.
That's, you know what?
That's got to be black metal.
Because dead girls don't say no. That's
fucked up.
Funeral
they
rape,
don't say yes either.
Funeral Rape is not on here.
All right.
Damn it.
Prostitute Disfigurement. And judging by the album cover and
please
the logo,
say that's
these guys
in there.
Are total
please say that's
death
in there.
Metal.
Please total be death. In there. Please be
total
in there.
Death metal.
Please.
Prostitute Disfigurement is in here.
Yeah. All right, let's crank this up.
We're in the top five now, so we should probably just sample
okay.
all these.
So they're number three, top three songs. Y'all pick which one you want to hear.
Okay.
Okay.
Number three, Dismember the Transgender.
Wow.
That rhymes.
Rhymes.
Oh, my
that's,
God.
Yeah.
Battered to the Grave and Only Taste for Decay.
That, I like the first one.
That one. Yeah.
That one.
No, I like the Transgender Dismember.
I do, too.
Okay, let's do the first one. Yeah,
let's do the first one.
You're the tiebreaker.
Yeah, it rhymes.
Which
let's
one
do
you say?
Let's do the
we're going one. Transgender.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Here we go.
Transgender.
Ooh. Spectacle.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I thought
that was
them.
I was like, that's what I got confused. Okay, is it grunting?
It's got to be grunting,
right?
It's got to be grunting. Animal. It's got to be that.
Oh! Nothing yet. We're 32 seconds in. This isn't a hit.
Nope.
No.
They like dramatic intros. Here we go.
Come on! I want to see a pit!
Yeah,
called it.
Yeah.
I don't hate this.
Yeah. I don't hate it either, but it sounds like everything else that sounds like
it
this.
It does, but I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It's no gay witch.
There's no gay witch
definitely
at all.
Not a gay
no,
witch.
No, that was
gay witch abortion might be my new
that's,
favorite.
Yeah,
band.
Yeah. That's hitting with the like red fang and truck.
Like I'm gonna bring
yeah.
And
the
red fang's
really
amazing.
Like that.
Yeah, dude.
Try to have him on the podcast.
I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna have David tell me when the next Dufort meeting is, and I'm gonna sneak in and be like, "All right, man, we need to talk about a band that we got to get on this label right now."
Fucking do it, man! I want to play with them.
Witch
abortion, Minnesota,
and they'll all think I'm joking, and then they'll go check it out and be like, "Whoa, Stubbs kind of knows his music."
Wait, are you ready for the number two?
Most yes, sir.
Hold on.
Okay.
Who in that band talks just like you just did?
Absolutely no. Peter when he's really stoned, I guess.
Definitely. Yeah, I see that.
I'm actually pretty I want to hear this band.
Okay.
Cock and Ball Torture.
Yes.
Okay. Who doesn't want to hear Cock and ball Torture?
Right. And I'm glad they got both because one or the other just doesn't
this
cut
it for
me.
This
has got
to be
either industrial
or it's either ball torture,
ball.
But only one ball.
It's got to be
only one ball.
Industrial punk or
ballet.
All right.
Cock and Ball Torture.
There is no cock and ball torture on Spotify.
God damn it.
It was too offensive for the internet.
Yeah, well, anal cunt is number one, like you said. So, yeah.
All right, we don't need to listen to them. We've heard them.
Yeah.
All right, but let's go ahead and look up John Cougar Concentration Camp.
Oh, yeah.
We have to hear
good
John.
Call. You've been putting, you had that in your back pocket, man. I like that.
That's right.
Come on,
John Cougar.
With such hits as Pink Ovens and...
almost. We almost had it.
We've got it. John Cougar Concentration Camp.
We got it.
Fuck yeah.
The songs aren't that offensive. Number three is Warthog. Number two, Mama's Boy. Number one, Howling at the Moon. Sha-la-la-la.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
It sounds
like
they're
pretty
catchy.
Sha-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la. I was going to say, let's
those
do
are
Howling
in parentheses.
Sha-la-la-la.
It's like a grassy root song.
All right. And then I want to hear Howling at the Moon.
Okay, prediction.
Yeah.
Grunting.
No.
Folky?
Nope.
Wait, you mean like Riverboat or something? Kind of like
they're.
I'm betting this is like a Nashville Pussy type of thing. Personally.
I bet it is too.
Psychobilly.
Psychobilly.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah. Alley Cat. Yeah.
Well, they didn't lie with the name of the song.
That.
You probably have to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why isn't there a podcast called the John Cougar Concentration Camp?
Should we go ahead and trademark it?
You guys should merge together.
We should.
We've got a backup name.
I could never listen to their band, though.
What's y'all's backup name?
It's the... Can I say it now?
Yes, because I...
We let the cat out of the bag.
I own it. Yeah.
The Mark Cuban Missile Crisis.
Sweet. I like it.
I love that. It's awesome.
So, sticking with
that's
the,
if Jerry alerts. If Jerry gets wind of us and is like pissed off one day, I'm like, I'll get...
Or if we want to do a spinoff, it's the Mark Cuban Missile Crisis.
Y'all could start a podcast and call it that. We'll let y'all...
Yeah.
We'll just go ahead, man.
Come in and...
Yeah. Or the John Cougar Concentration
Camp. Doesn't take talent. John Cougar
Concentration. That's awesome.
What a name.
So that was fun.
Well, we found us a new band out of it.
Sweet.
I figured we would hate everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I want a shirt that says gay witch abortion across it and down each sleeve because it's long sleeve.
Dude, can you imagine being...
I need to go to Target.
Can you I would have go to Chick-fil-A with it. I need a number one.
Number one, no mayonnaise. No
or Luby's. Going to pull into a Luby's with one of them on.
We'll probably love you.
I had a Cradle. Well, I have a Cradle of Filth shirt, and I forgot what was on the back of it. Well, the front is the picture of a nun getting fucked by Satan in the ass.
Oh, wow.
And the back of it
Sucking
says,
Satan's pecker.
Nun more fucked. And I forgot I had it on, and I was in Kroger. Like, oh, God, I have to get the fuck out of the store right now.
You like Cradle of Filth?
I love Cradle of Filth.
So I had an old Slow Row shirt, Slow Roosevelt shirt.
Yeah.
And on the back it said, I can already see the duct tape over your mouth. And a lady freaked out at Target.
Wow.
Good.
And that's why I bring up Target. Because I was standing in line and she just took it. Your shirt is so offensive. And I was like.
She's probably not rape worthy anyway.
What? She wasn't.
Yeah,
like
the
from Redefined.
The more rape, or the less rape worthy they are, the more offended you are.
Future employee of Aerosmith.
Yeah, right.
Wait.
None are rape worthy.
Oh.
Gee, I wish I had a job.
You just blew it.
No. I'm just dreaming out loud.
He's going to apply.
I'm going to apply.
Yeah, remember we're kicking him in the groin because he's going to apply for a job.
But if only we could find another bass player.
Yeah.
He's applying right
now. He hasn't
now,
taken the Wonderlic. He hasn't taken the Wonderlic test yet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you have to be a dude that looks like a lady? Because I do not. Okay. Fuck you, people.
Layout.
Fair wow, nice. I could hear the diarrhea planet right there.
Have you ever heard them or seen them?
No, I just like the name.
Oh, my God.
You going to pull them up now?
Y'all talk about
it. You pull up some diarrhea?
As well, yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves.
So, yeah.
So, back to Vinyl.
Yes.
The premier band of
Oh, look, Vinyl's here. Wow.
Yeah. So, where do you guys record at most of the times?
Well,
all the times.
We recorded at the album at Real Time Audio in Denton with Eric Delagarde.
The Wonderlust.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we got an EP ready that we recorded at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty proud of that motherfucker, too.
Yeah. I recorded with Delagarde way back in the day.
With
He's a good guy, man.
Yeah.
We were called Steadfast. Oh. Yeah, we were just a rock band.
He
lets you know where you are in the rock spectrum, too, when you're in there.
Like, totally.
You guys are probably...
In
probably
the coolest way, too.
Yeah.
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 He look at you and like just
give a little shoulder.
Yeah,
that's
he'll
all.
Just like
just diarrhea.
I'll be sitting like this at the board and he'll be like, is he awake? is he awake, man?
Yeah.
So he didn't like you guys?
Who?
Eric.
I think he was agitated by Jesse not using his studio drum set, which I don't know why Jesse did that, but Jesse demanded to use his drums, and he's like, your drums are never going to sound good. They're always going to sound like ass because his drum set. He basically ragged on Jesse's drum set. Then I think the 7,000 layers of guitars we demanded got on his nerves.
Because y'all's stuff does have 7,000 layers of
guitars. We did layer it a little bit. And not a cool way either. We weren't playing different things on each layer. Was just the same.
We actually did the same thing. So. Yeah.
He had like fucking eight.
Yeah, we set up two heads and four cabs, and I was like, "Cool, all right, cool,
all right, sweet."
And my turn to play, and I was like, "All right, cool." Lay down the first take, and he's like, "All right, can you do that again?" I was like, "Yeah, all right." Did it again. Can you do it two more times? All right. You did. Fuck.
Two more times.
Yeah.
Each cab mic'd.
Yeah.
Like so twice. You're sitting at 16 guitar tracks.
We did four times. He did twice. But the cool thing is, four
on one of the songs that I gave you guys.
Yeah. The cool thing is we recorded on a system called Radar, which is it's hard to edit on.
Yeah.
And we kind of before we went in, we had this idea of doing it on 2-inch. But we also had the idea of like saving money, so that was not compatible with each other. So we did it on Radar with limited editing. And so it's like, yeah. So we're just going to run through it, and if you fuck up, we're going to take it back. We're, you know, no punches. So that was really, really cool.
Yeah. We had to be on our shit.
Yeah.
I recorded on 2-inch once, and it's a complete, direct to 2-inch, and it's a complete pain in the ass.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Complete, because there's nothing you can do.
Right. And you get to the end of the song, and you got to wait like 2 minutes to get
back. Yeah. I did it in a Christian band.
I played bass
and we did that. Yeah, I played bass in a Christian band.
I did it in a pool hall once. Wait, what were we talking about?
Sir?
And that was good background music, by the way.
That was Diarrhea Planet.
That was good background music, though. I kind of liked it.
You did?
Yeah. So what rigs did he have you playing on in there? Or did you bring your own, or did you use his?
Well, we brought our own, and then we also...
You had your orange, the black cat.
Yeah, so it was an orange and then a black cat amplifier.
For guitars.
Through two Marshall cats.
Is that what you're playing on live, is the orange?
Yeah.
What about you, man?
I play out of a basement. Fender bass.
Oh my man, my uncle gave me one of those, and it was like I'd never used it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'd never used it. It was when I was in that Christian band, and one of the dudes stole it and sold it
it's
out.
Not very Christian.
Not very Christian.
Is there an echo in here?
And I'm so afraid that he's gonna hit me up for that thing because it was worth some money back then. I could imagine that they're probably. I think it was like a $600 amp then. I loved it.
I need to call him after the show.
It was, you could hear, I hadn't done any work to it at all, so anytime I played on it, you'd hear radio transmissions and stuff.
They have that warning on the back of it, could pick up, like, radio transmissions,
Fender Basement, I love that amp.
I'm looking to get another one, but I do like my Rode case. Pretty handy.
So and you I'm play that live?
I'm about to gut my guitar. Yeah.
What kind of guitar are you playing on now?
A Tele, thin-line Tele. I want a deluxe Tele, so I have a little more control. Mm-hmm. But I'm about to put I just got a new pickup guard, and I'm about to put a Burst Bucker 2 in the bridge and a 57 Classic in the neck, and we'll see if that makes it sing a little bit more.
Yeah, what are you ripping on these days?
Mostly it's a Gibson Les Paul with a bridge bucker and a 57. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just basic.
Yeah. I like I played on his Les Paul, mm-hmm. Epiphone Les Paul, and I loved it. It was an Epiphone, but
yeah,
it was like the only Arch quilt top they made.
Yeah,
I loved it.
It felt great. It was solid. Mm-hmm. Solid body.
Mm-hmm. Mine's it's my only mistress. Yeah,
yeah,
I love it. Yeah,
awesome.
It's fun.
It's and it's a rock standard.
I wish it was around here, so that way when I wanted to record with it, it could.
It's on eBay.
I could just reach for it. Ridiculous. So y'all got any tricks you're gonna pull off on Saturday? You just can keep it standard. You're gonna throw some cars in? No, man.
No cars. We're gonna.
Do you get tired of that being asked about the cars?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
We're still working on it. So
yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun, man. We're wearing wigs and wearing sunglasses on stage, and I actually feel cool doing it because I'm somebody else,
Yeah, totally. I love having to, like, stop playing to wipe like the yeah. fog away yeah. from my fucking glasses.
I can't see
so
anything.
I keep on playing.
I can't see
That's awesome.
Shit.
You know what I loved is at the end of our like the cover set, people are like, you know, one more song, and like you never shout that when we play our own shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfuckers,
exactly.
Right?
That's how I feel. I'm like, damn man, people like us more for our car shit.
Than well, that's okay as long as they come out, right?
Right. But yeah, it's fun to try to sing like both of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. They had the dual
Rick
vocals,
Ocasek
yeah.
is quirky as hell.
Yeah.
It's fun.
The original Elephant Man.
And you're re-releasing.
I am not an animal. With a supermodel wife. Well, mm-hmm. at the time, anyway. Mm-hmm. She's, what, 80 now?
I guess it's not really you're re-releasing. You're just putting out the LP.
Yeah.
Yeah, on vinyl. On wax, yeah, yeah.
The vinyl on vinyl.
The vinyl on vinyl.
The vinyl
yes.
on vinyl on vinyl.
And what about the CP you recorded? What are y'all going to do with that?
Supposed to come out very shortly after.
Very shortly
like in
after.
The next 2-3 months.
I mean,
on a 7-inch.
Yeah, we're thinking about it. We got 3 songs. We're working on a 4th, so we're thinking about doing a 7-inch with 2 of those 3, and then we're gonna do probably another 7-inch with 2 more.
Yeah, that's just 14 inches.
Yeah,
that is, man. That's what we're packing.
Damn.
If only you could just release a 14-incher. But it just
release the Kraken.
It wouldn't spin right. Just never no, would spin right. Rub up against every housing that there is.
Okay, now we got advertisement from Spotify.
Well, he wanted background music of.
Oh,
Diary
I didn't say
Planet.
I wanted that. I thought it sounded good. So.
No, that's what you requested.
I did not.
What band was that we just heard in the background?
That was Diarrhea Planet.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's Diarrhea Planet. Even though it's an out of control name, they're actually
band.
Pretty good. They have cool stuff. I just wish they would change their name. It
How
doesn't fit.
Planet
them.
Of Diarrhea.
No, that's too grammatically correct.
Oh, that's true. Too descriptive.
Yeah.
How about
of diarrhea?
Corn shits.
No.
Corn Wallace?
No corn shits. What are you talking about?
Mr. Corn Wallace? Hershey Squirters.
That episode Ooh, was on like during Christmas time.
Oh,
and,
man.
And
Mr.
I played it at work.
All the
oh,
time.
But I work in a bar in a hotel, and that was on TV, and I had to turn it off because I'm like, I don't think I can watch this. What people are like, it just
oh, because you'd start
it was
laughing
so disgusting.
So
well, that, but like the one when all the shit family was there, and they had
the poochoo train.
Much. Oh god,
get aboard about, the poochoo man, train. Man, what is it with feces in his hotel that he works at?
We had 2 people shit, not in the bathroom. Oh we were talking god. About. We'll be talking about this more on episode 88.
Sweet,
but,
yeah.
Which you guys will never listen to.
Can't
so.
Wait.
See somebody actually, and I wasn't there for this, but somebody took a shit and on the floor and then used bread to wipe their ass, which has ruined me for Nutella sandwiches now.
Oh man,
but yeah.
Oh, that actually
man.
Sounds kind of nice.
I like.
I
need to get me a loaf.
I don't want
not the wheat berry ones, you know, the whole grain. That would just get you know look like hemorrhoids.
I
up
like
in there.
Nutella.
Is that where dropping a loaf came from?
Pinching
a
loaf?
Perhaps.
Pinching
maybe,
a loaf?
Maybe. I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
You can't put meat on it.
Ask our new producer to
Wonder
look into
bread.
It.
So none of us in here have wiped with bread.
No.
Wonder not yet.
But, God. Like, the baguette would really hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
You, know, you couldn't do it with Wonder or Mrs. Baird's because it'd crumble away and you just end up with a big mess on
and
your
you
hand.
Can't, you can't use a hot dog bun or else you're gay.
It would have to be something...
I don't get it, but it's funny.
Well, it's shaped like.
Well, that would crumble too. Yeah. If you used a pretzel bun,
whoa.
You'd be okay because it
would
crumble
salt,
away.
The salt
no
would, like,
salt.
You know,
yeah,
no salt.
Yeah. That would suck.
Well, that would be very abrasive.
It depends on what you're into. If you got some,
there's probably a fetish for it.
What about if it's a French? Yeah. It's
it definitely
a French
is.
Loaf. What does that mean? French.
Yeah,
loaf.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Like French bread, it's a little
shit.
Harder and stuff, so you could probably
Le
open
shit.
It up and
yeah, yeah.
use
yeah.
it. But
he's doing the hand motion. Oh God.
So.
Cornbread is totally out of the question.
No, no. Cornbread is going to be the best. Yeah, yeah. Just
wait, no. Cornbread, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah, God. Cornbread wouldn't work. And neither would the bread that they used at the Lord's Supper. That wouldn't work because it's too small.
Unleavened bread?
Unleavened, it's too
Ooh,
small.
It's pretty
How about
hard,
hummus?
Too.
Now, you might have something with hummus.
Yeah.
Hummus isn't bread, though.
I don't. It has a nice consistency.
Yeah, but
right?
that's more
no. That's pita bread
yeah,
that you put
that's
in
what hummus.
About.
Hummus
yeah.
is
the
spread.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd
yeah,
be spreading
the bread that hummus
pita
goes
bread,
into.
Pita
are you gonna sprinkle your asshole shut? Is that
the stuff that you would wipe out of your ass would look like
you would just paste
hummus.
It.
Yeah, yeah, right. Hummus wipes.
Yeah. Hummus wipes. Yeah. Dustin can't believe how sound this show
guys,
has gone.
I think we're onto something, and this should be a new segment of the show. I really think that we should do what kind of bread to wipe your ass with.
Hey, you know what? You know why turds are tapered at the end?
Like one of us?
Your ass cheeks don't slap shut.
Who brought this guy?
You're the one that's... Mike's on the show.
Are tortillas like the wet wipes
ooh,
of the bread
tortillas,
world?
Holy
we
shit.
We haven't even touched that.
That's what's that.
Flour?
No, flour.
Holy
flour,
shit. Yeah. Holy be shit is yeah, the Last Supper stuff.
Corn
that's
wouldn't
shit.
Work. Corn wouldn't work. It has to be flour.
It's got to be flour.
Yeah, but right. What about like when you go to Freebirds and stuff and you can get like the tomato tortilla?
You don't want to get the cayenne. You don't want to get the cayenne.
No.
That'll burn.
And we can tell how bad you are by the size you order. Like, don't get the monster.
Monster. Just,
yeah. I cannot wait.
Birds earlier.
We have several brands and types of bread to buy.
I can't wait to get to Panera tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to walk in there with a whole new outlook on life.
Sir, can I help you? And you'd be like, well, I got a tinge of hemorrhoids. I had a lot of cheese last night. What would you recommend
that
I wipe my ass with?
Are your tortillas two-ply?
Out of all your breads here,
what should I wipe my ass with?
What's the most comfortable to wipe with?
What about Subway bread? Which Subway bread would
do
you wipe
toast
your
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait a second. Yeah, yeah. That just opened up a whole other can of worms now.
You got like
no, the answer
oats?
Is no.
And then you're
wiping with salt.
Italian urban cheese?
See, if we're doing toasted stuff now I got to start thinking about French toast with the egg and
ooh,
the bread.
French
and
toast.
It
would
seems
be
like
nice.
It might feel good.
But then you have to do a double wipe.
Well, the powdered sugar.
For what you started.
The powdered sugar would be like baby powder.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like,
of course.
You know, right, so you wouldn't French get toast. Swamp, right. Swamp yeah. ass. Right?
Swamp ass.
You're also opening
my
another
uncle died
avenue.
Of swamp ass.
Wow. You got cinnamon toast.
Yes.
Oh, you open up that realm. And then you start hitting all the donut realm and kolaches.
Ooh.
I mean, we're just, it just keeps going. Just
You are onto something with kolaches because you could kind of play with your own little, just like squish it up in there a little bit.
That's kind of like using a tampon. I don't know about that.
I mean, you could
insert
fill a kolache with it.
I don't
it.
Feel
where
too
are
bad.
We? I don't know where we are.
Trash all right, pockets.
Back to vinyl.
Yeah. Trash what, do you, pockets? What bread do you wipe with, vinyl?
Trash pockets, yeah.
He said,
whole wheat.
He brings up a good point.
Croissants? Yeah.
I'm a cotton milk
ooh,
guy.
Croissants, yeah. They have the curve.
And it kind of depends.
Wait a minute. We just got onto something all new over here. There's the curve. It hits me just right.
What do you wipe with after you have a space docking session? We'll ask Trash Pockets
croissants.
That question right
no,
now.
No, croissants.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah,
croissants?
Yeah.
Croissant.
I don't know. It collapses too quick, though. I think once you put it up to the business, it'd like,
the business.
Be pretty much wiping with your fingers alone at that point.
I like that we just had this entire conversation about wiping with different breads. Yeah. Then Richard hops in the chat room.
Yeah.
Right behind does Richard know how to wipe with bread?
Hey, Richard.
He would know everything about
wiping. Does he know how to wipe
you
his buns?
You haven't met him, have you? Business the first bread. Time you meet him, he will show you his butthole, like full on. Like,
tell you what, let's
you
just
will
assume
see
I've
his
seen
intestines.
It.
No, he demands it. He's like, here's my intestines.
Do y'all have any friends that show you their intestines?
No, we don't.
We do.
We keep our assholes to ourselves mostly.
Mostly.
It's just y'all aren't that type
but there are
band.
Exceptions, apparently.
Not our, man, our little entourage. I like to show their, like, they have butthole art.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Richard.
I've never Richard. Seen this.
Richard.
Yeah. Butthole art.
Bronzing, right?
Cheers.
Yeah.
Bronzing.
Oh, yeah.
Good grief.
Oh, God. Sealed with a kiss.
All right, so I'm going to bring a loaf of bread to y'all show this Saturday.
Sweet. Business
so
bread. Business bread.
Business bread.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually going to bake some muffins because we didn't hit those. Where do the muffins go?
Muffins, man,
top English. Of the muffins.
Yeah. And what if you just use the top and not the stump?
I tell you what.
The muffins are for the
let's
front.
Do that. Let's take a different type of bread for each band from Dewford that plays Saturday and during their set just randomly throw it up there on stage.
Here's some bread.
The vinyl's the only one that's going to know what's hell? Going on. Well, yeah, that'd be it. Like, you'll be in on the joke.
I know what this means.
Yeah. Oh, shit. They brought the bread.
You'll be like, toilet paper. Yeah.
No, I don't have to leave the stage.
The more I think about it, you could use a muffin stump like an eraser. And it just crumbles as it's
well,
you're going
if it's
at.
Made, yeah, if it's made right, it could be like a butt plug.
That'll be like after you get most of it out, that's like your ending point, right?
Yeah.
The safety wipes.
Definitely.
The stump of the muffin. There we go.
That's right.
Let's think about this.
What's
more.
Weird is I actually want to try some of this.
Whoa. Now you don't gone too far.
Yeah, yeah.
Never having fajitas at your house.
Oh, Jesus.
Eel.
So, you guys, 9:30 this Saturday. Yeah. Are y'all going to go check out any of the other bands? Have y'all seen the full 35 Dent lineup?
I've seen a little
touch.
Bit of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to walk about.
I really want to see the Zombies play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's Saturday night. I've got it right here.
That's the same Zombies from like the 60s, right?
Yeah, yes.
Which is insane. I can't believe that they're playing it. That's so. I wonder if do they have ties to Denton or something, or they just happen to catch them?
I think they just happen to catch them.
8 p.m. at the outdoor stage. Where are the outdoor stages at?
Slobberbone's playing, too.
I think that's the one that's like in the Wells Fargo parking lot.
Yeah.
That's
so right behind.
Right.
Yeah, so Andy's. I'll be there, and then we will go to Andy's.
Yeah.
That'll be
cool.
Has
Andy's built new steps for the stage?
No, it's still on the back.
Not steps. Their sound system has improved a little bit.
But the steps leading to the stage will still kill a person.
Yeah, you got to watch your step there.
Are you all sharing gear?
No.
We don't do that. We don't like to share gear.
Oh, there's
we're stingy.
No room for that.
Gear sharing.
We like our sound.
Yes. Particular.
Yeah.
Well, what a bunch of a-holes.
Totally.
Yeah, this lineup is pretty crazy. You've got Brutal Juice at 3:45 on the outdoor stage.
Yeah.
Are y'all fans of Telegraph Canyon? Pretty big Fort Worth band. I mean, they're folky and
I haven't heard of banjos and violins.
I've seen them once.
You've got them at 4:30.
There's a lot of banjos and violins in Denton already. So
true, true. You're 100% right on that. And then you got the Zombies at 8.
Yeah.
And then Convoys at 8:30. You guys at 9:30. The Spectacle at 10:30, yours in at 11:30, and International Spark Dome.
Yeah.
Their first time playing in over 10 years.
Damn. Man, that's going to be nut to butt in Andy's.
Yeah, dude.
At 12:30. It's
badass.
It will be.
I think I'm just going to chill in the balcony.
That's not a bad idea.
After we're done.
They going to VIP it in the balcony?
No, I doubt it.
Nah.
They could.
Maybe.
I'm going to watch all the shows from downstairs.
Yeah.
Is that a terrible choice?
No, I'm sure.
I'm going to take my camera, so all my pictures are going to be from downstairs.
Remember when Andy had that whole upstairs, like above everything, he had that Hemingway room or whatever?
It was the Ernest room, but it turned into Pascal Bar. The guys from Midlake bought it out, and they have a bar up there now. It's actually got really badass beer selection there, too. Yes.
So we could go up there in between sets, you know? And while, you know, vinyl plays, we could go up there.
Asshole.
I'm really impressed with this year's 35 Denton. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week. I don't even know how much tickets are.
They do day passes. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, I think.
So it's 25 a day?
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad.
But, I mean, there's a zillion bands to
What time does Gay Witch Abortion go on?
If they were there, I would
headline.
I would already be there waiting.
Yeah, right.
Right after the Zombies.
Because as soon as we played those
Zombies
tracks.
And Gay Witch Abortion. Abortion.
What is
it
going
sounds
on?
Sounds like it was made to be together.
And then Slobberbone.
Dude.
Because you got to, you know.
Yeah. Where's Slobberbone? Are they playing on a big stage or are they playing at Dan's?
I think
they're playing on Sunday.
They're playing at Dan's, aren't they?
Outdoor, 8 p.m.
Sweet.
Sunday. They're headlining the outdoor stage.
Brent Best bartends in rubber gloves.
Yeah.
He gives me beer all the time. Mm-hmm. Fucking badass.
He's an awesome
dude. That's a good band, too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, this lineup's insane. If you haven't seen it, go to 35denton.com/schedule. There's, I think they said 350 bands playing this weekend.
Is it? It's back to Slobberbone. Is it all the, is, like, is Jesse playing with them, too, and everything?
I think everybody's still playing with them? Everybody's still doing it.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Me likes the Slobberbone.
Do you?
Do you now?
Do you?
See.
And then are y'all going to have merch there?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all bring us any shirts? Any CDs? Anything? Besides Yellow Bellies?
I got a koozie in the car.
we brought you tickets to the show tomorrow.
Now, who are y'all playing with there?
We're playing with I guess the one that I remember. Oh, okay. I think I remember this. Graceland Ninjas are headlining.
What the hell is that?
Okay, so Graceland Ninjas, it's like an Elvis cover band, but it's an Elvis cover band as if Elvis was covering other people.
Oh, man.
Cool.
So there's like no that Elvis concept. Songs, but it's Elvis covering other
that
people.
That sounds pretty cool.
So kind of like Beatallica type of thing?
Something,
like
I don't
Beatles
know.
Beatles Metallica?
Yeah.
Push a little baby, don't say a word.
I think there's a band called Poo Live Crew playing.
Yeah, I've seen them around.
Yeah, they're a cover band.
And then Cleghorn.
Cleghorn, yeah.
Yeah, I think those are the other bands. We're up first. This is our foot in the door as the
Is this the Ninja Palooza 8?
Yes, yeah, yeah. That's it.
Let's see here.
That Poo Live Crew, did you
we're
know
not
that's
even on
Scott
it.
Scott from Black Belt Jones, the bass player from Black Belt Jones, he's the singer of that band.
Really?
Yeah. Found that out a couple weeks
I
ago.
I didn't know
what
that.
The
I've
hell?
Seen them too, and I didn't even
I've heard me. That's what I've heard. Meh.
You know this is being recorded right now, right?
Oh yeah, we're not live.
I heard the greatest cover band idea ever earlier today.
And Social Foo Fighters.
No, that's close. A Weird Al Yankovic cover band.
Yes.
Oh, so you're
yes.
covering covers.
No, you're covering parodies.
Covering parodies.
That's cool.
And the lead singer is a redheaded dude from California that has an afro, and they were going to be Red Al Yankovic.
Carrot Head? Carrot Top? Whatever.
He's not Carrot Top, but oh, okay. He's just...
Has anyone
like, that's the greatest cover band name ever and idea.
That's pretty cool.
Has anyone here seen Weird Al Yankovic in concert before?
No.
Never.
I have twice.
I've heard it's
unbelievable.
That's what everybody says.
He's badass.
He is. He's a genius. But I mean, like, just the show itself, songs you've heard a million times are funny again.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. I mean, it's you need to go see him. He's coming this summer, actually.
The only thing we did like that, we ran, what was it, Trebuchet, and we did that Halloween as a...
Steely Dan?
No, we did Halloween as the Smashing
Seriously?
Pumpkins.
No.
We did Halloween as the Smashing Jeez. Pumpkins, and we drive up to Sons of Herman Hall, okay? And the dude, it's like, he's like a Willie Nelson country kind of guy. And he was like, hey, man, you guys pull in here. And he, by the way, you want some of this? Yeah. And he, like, handed us a joint, so...
Yeah.
You know, like we
and his wife
before
was
we even
like,
got there.
Hey, y'all want some carrot cake?
Want some carrot cake? Like it was awesome when we got there. It was like a big, huge, like it was like a prom at Sons of Herman Hall that night. And you know, after we, you know, we smoked that and we ate some good barbecue. And I'm like, hey guys, what if we do Benny and the Jets, but we do it as if Smashing Pumpkins was doing it. And I wish it got recorded because it was badass.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant.
It was really
Y'all
cool.
whipped it out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
did?
Trebuchet, that was our cover, was Benny and the Jets by, it was like a rock and roll Benny and the Jets.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to sing it like Billy Corgan. All right.
Awesome.
Benny.
You know?
That's awesome.
Benny and the Jets. Benny and the Jets.
Is that your favorite Elton John song?
Why don't y'all bring
badass.
That back
I
and
like
do
that
it with
in,
vinyl
that one in your
on
song.
Saturday?
Funeral for a Friend.
I'll throw you a loaf of bread.
I bought you a loaf of bread, man.
That's my new bribery.
That was really fun.
That's badass.
That is badass.
I mean, I'm just.
I wish it would have got recorded, but it didn't.
It was one of those one time you got to be there things.
Oh, damn it!
I barely remember it myself.
Well, don't f up and not be there this Saturday night.
Dude, we'll try to make it.
At Andy's, not you guys. I'm talking about everybody that's listening to this shit.
Oh yeah, you people.
Yeah, both
you people. Get out there.
Yeah, everyone must go. Now.
Please go now.
Now. And if you go...
I mean, we have a shit ton of tickets for the
You get to play on a Naylor amp?
Friday, too. Just to give out.
Just a handout.
You get to play on a Jericho guitar. You get to play
Jericho.
Two Naylors. You get to test out. So, it'll be good.
How do you know all this promotional stuff like that?
You don't remember James going over that? And
no, I could. But
Saturday,
out of all the things
yeah,
you remember...
Because
right.
it's a Naylor amp.
That's
I want
right.
to play on it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. In the Jericho.
You're going to get on there and go, ticka, ticka,
ticka. I might.
Keith has a Naylor amp.
Yeah.
His last name is Naylor. That was pretty funny. Anyway.
He was a guitarist in Trebuchet.
Yeah, and his last name was Naylor, and he had a Naylor amp, and it said Naylor on it. I was like, sweet, buddy.
Yes.
I'd do it, too.
Yeah.
But no one makes Schneider amps.
Oh.
I don't know. I bet you in Germany there's some Schneider amps.
There probably
somewhere.
Is.
Or
it's
camps.
Be.
Darth Schneider.
Uh-oh.
Or John Cougar camps.
John Cougar Schneider camps?
John Cougar Schneider camps. Good John God. Cougar Schneider Schindler camps.
Schindler.
Well, do we want to wrap this up?
Yeah. It's getting warm in here.
See?
My ballsies are sweating. Well, I'm glad you guys came by.
Yes, too, Vinyl.
Man, I'm excited to see you guys this Saturday.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to... I've got y'all's disc, but I want Vinyl.
On Vinyl.
So do I.
Yeah. I want Vinyl on Vinyl.
You almost have to have it on Vinyl. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Well, we were kind of like, shit, we walked right into that, didn't we? You know?
We do have to play a game with you.
Okay.
Which oh, we play we're not done?
Oh,
I thought we were walking every game.
Sweet, I like it.
We do this with every band that comes in here now.
Yep.
Because this is known as our little bit. Oh, and I can't get it to come up right. Because y'all have a completely crazy name. And that helps with the game. Because it's Vinyl TX, right?
Yeah.
Shit. Fuck you, Facebook. Dead air.
And on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast show.
Keep it going.
Most offensive podcast names.
Do you guys like websites?
No. Fuck websites, man.
No. What about wiener dogs? Dotsons?
Sometimes.
No.
Why isn't anything working?
Boston Terriers?
There, finally. Fuck. I hate the internet.
You guys like the Dallas Mavericks?
Nope.
I do.
Are y'all sports guys at all?
Nope.
I am. He calls people like the hogheads. And
yeah, yeah.
He's just like, oh, did the hogheads win today? Yeah,
the spear feathers.
The spear feathers win today?
Right? What about I don't think about that's the word hogs? Racially correct.
So you might be the only other person besides me that doesn't like sports. I'm not into it at all. So okay. Good.
Well, I like
them. Yay.
Video games?
Someone to hang out with on Super Bowl Sunday next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sports, video games. What are you into, man?
Playing music.
Chicks.
Chilling out.
That's pretty much what he's
got. I'm into chicks.
He likes space.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll,
like
bro.
Space and stuff.
Space is cool.
Physics.
You don't think
existential conversations.
You don't think space is super gay?
Yeah, it totally is. Yeah. Fuck space.
You know what NASA stands for? Need another 7 astronauts.
Wow, is this 1988? Damn. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You need some jokes? Did you know Christy McAuliffe had blue eyes?
They blew over here, over there, right? Yeah.
One blew one way, one blew
yeah,
one
that's
way.
Right.
Damn.
No, she didn't have dandruff?
What?
What?
Do you know how they know she didn't have dandruff?
No.
They found her head and shoulders on the beach.
God damn.
These are your jokes. I figured you'd know them all.
I didn't write them. What are you talking about?
No, but these are the jokes you throw
out.
Have
a
you get out of my head.
You don't have a NASA comedy set?
Yeah,
no kidding,
why
man.
No black why are there no black astronauts?
I don't want
that.
Because they don't like saying yes, NASA, no NASA.
Damn.
God, he didn't play around.
He didn't fuck around.
Mike just took out the samurai sword right off the bat and went...
Look, that's the only NASA joke I have.
You get your degree at OU?
Really?
Yeah, I know.
God.
You too.
Oh, you racist.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, I'm not racist. I just think they're funny.
Hurry up and play the game before he starts going on one of his rants.
Oh, you don't even
ready.
Want... Yeah.
All right, so the game we play is... We read the band's bio that's on Facebook.
Oh, hell. Oh, great.
That's the reaction you get
when
every time.
When do you think you guys wrote this bio?
Probably
3 years ago.
Yeah, when we first started as a band.
And haven't touched it, haven't looked at it.
No, it's fuck pretty it. No it's clue. Pretty like pretty spot on.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna say, well, you're right there with the me thinks on your bio here. Oh, I like okay. this. I like this a lot. Hawkins had some tea brewing, invited Johnston and Phillips over for a tea party where there just happened to be serviceable instruments laying around, played Twister with tea and instruments, thought there could be more interesting instruments, invited Fleming over to the party. Fleming brought some tea as well. Magic.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You can't fuck with that.
That's no, pretty, that's can't. A pretty tight one.
That one's good.
You put the T and Twister, awesome.
Yeah, dude.
I thought we were gonna get him. I thought you were setting him up. You had some.
So far, Redefined lost that game worse than anybody, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
The artist you like is anyone with balls.
Yeah.
And your band interests are Sonic Sensibility, tea, whiskey, beer, tacos, Xeno, love.
What?
How many people liked our band because they thought they were liking records?
which is genius.
Yeah.
I like that. How many likes do they have right now?
Eight something. I
don't know. Four, five, six.
I'll look at that here in just a second. And it says here, I like this in the long description, it says, glowing tubes, DIY lights, letting it breathe, we like it loud.
Nice.
This one's good.
This was a good one.
Okay. Y'all are good. Y'all are good. Yeah. I like this. I like this a lot.
God, that's one I look forward to this part of the show every time because that's when we get to kick bands in the nuts, these badass bands.
Do it.
And we can't. Y'all got a good bio or can't good Facebook.
We'll just cup your balls. That's all.
About.
We'll just cup it.
Yeah. Sitting down at, you have 884.
I got to give you
and
a
this bio
loaf of bread.
Should push you. Well over.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
After they hear this podcast, it should be pushed to at least 890.
Yeah, 890. Yeah. We'll get five more people. That's yeah.
Sweet.
Just two more.
Just two. We'll do it. That'll be great. Hell, one would be awesome. Just listen to us.
And come Saturday to Andy's.
This Saturday?
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
Andy's,
this
35 Saturday. Denton.
Mm-hmm.
There's 300 some odd bands in Denton.
In
come
Denton?
To Andy's.
In Denton.
Starting at 8:30. And stick around till way past midnight.
Dufort Record Showcase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Naylor Amps.
Yes.
Or is that booth.
Yeah. It's going to be balls to the wall.
Yeah.
No matter. This it's lineup's
gonna,
good.
It's going to be loud.
And I'm glad Redefine was loud.
Oh, shit.
Hey, know any bass players?
No.
Amps and Cramps.
Now, do have something else to promote this Friday night.
Yes.
At Tomcat's. Oh, over nice. In Mean Fort Worth. Have y'all ever played there?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of it?
Badass sound system.
Badass sound system.
Yes.
Cool club.
For yeah. such a small little space. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Badass
it's like
sound
out of the,
system.
It's like out of the fucking guy. Way, too, but it's like great sound, man.
Yeah, James. It's
so cool.
10:30. You got Waking Alice. Russ's own Waking Alice.
Russ's.
Russ's. Raking Phallus?
Yes. Featuring.
Waking Phallus?
It's Waking Alice featuring Russ
Diarrhea
Chaney
Planet.
On vocals.
Oh. Who?
The Russ Chaney?
The Russ Chaney on right vocals. On. Then you have The Royal Tragedy at 11:30 and 12:30's Crash Rover.
I thought they broke up.
The Royal Tragedy?
No, they're I think back. Crash Rover played with us at Gas Monkey a couple months ago. Yeah.
Well, I heard they broke up and Chris Newman was just doing a solo thing now.
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to go Friday night.
I don't know. So.
Would you look it off me?
The big draw, though, is the Many Colored Death. They're an out-of-town band. This is their stop on their way to South By.
Sweet.
And they're playing at 9:40 before Waking Phallus, featuring Russ Chaney on vocals.
Raking Phallus?
Yes.
So he's like, you have to watch him.
Vocals.
Yes. He's a spectacle, so to say.
Go see Russ. Make fun of Brandon. Punch yes. him in the balls.
Then come hang out with us on Saturday.
On Saturday.
And punch him in the balls.
Dufort Records and watch vinyl.
We release,
rock it out.
We release our album in Austin on April 10th and in Fort Worth on April 11th.
Awesome. Where are you? Where at in Fort Worth?
Lola's with
Yay.
Duel and let's see.
Yep.
Who else? Gentlemen Rogues out of Austin. They're kick-ass tight
That's
bands.
A good band.
Yeah.
I like them.
Band.
I haven't seen them. Heard.
And we're playing with Chad Beck's band In Memory of Man. It's going to be a badass show.
That dude. Is going to be a badass
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you guys got to come out and you'll get a vinyl.
That's, well, if I got to come out there to get a vinyl, I'll come out there to get the vinyl.
You better come out.
Yes. You sold me at Duel.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You had me at Duel.
They had me at Belvedere.
And if...
He lives right around the corner, man. You know that?
Cool. No,
down
sure.
To,
yeah, right around the corner.
We'll call him up, man.
Badass.
We should have called him over. Should have told him to come over.
The hell?
We suck.
We'll see what he's doing next week.
We're the worst friends ever.
We are. Mike?
Yes?
Come to this show. We'll introduce you to...
Are you talking about Saturday?
No.
What day?
The
sorry.
Show Lola's. There's at Lola's, the vinyl release.
What day? I'm sorry. It was
no, we introduce
no.
you to Doty.
We'll introduce you to Doty, and he won't think he's scary anymore.
Oh, yeah. Will you hold my hand?
And Alex will probably be there. And we'll
you can pet
Alex
Doty.
Gerst? Yeah, right. Alex Gerst doesn't go nowhere.
We'll let you pet Doty.
And you can be all good.
I'll be all good.
Okay.
Oh, pet Doty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask him first?
What?
He'll be fine.
Why is this guy touching me?
Stop touching me.
Stop touching me.
All right, so once again, we're the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. And
I'll see you next week, man.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay, you can get a hold of us at the Jerry Jones Massacre at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Stop sending us boobs. We're done with them.
We
no more
do
boobs.
Have more boob pictures. We haven't talked about them this week.
We don't
we'll
get
talk
real...
about them next week.
Send us real emails.
Next week, Mountain of Smoke is coming in for their makeup show.
mountain of
because
smoke.
Of we got that's snowed in.
You listen to that whole disc
yet? Do for it band right there.
Of yeah. Mountain of Smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit,
and they're evil.
Them, yeah, what do you think about that?
It's evil.
Yeah,
it's good.
Them boys are for real.
They may.
James is like the Don Corleone of.
He really is, too.
Man, if you could get Mountain of Smoke and gay wizard abortion on the same bill.
Whoa.
Cool.
Or that's gay witch abortion.
Yeah.
Gay witch, abortion, yeah.
Gay witch.
Come on, that's another band altogether.
Did you say gay orange abortion?
Wizard.
I changed my wizard and witches.
You do
it? Yeah. How about gay wizard conception? It's
yeah.
The opposite.
Yeah.
Wizards are always cool. Wizards and denim.
Wizards and denim.
Wizards and denim.
All right, we're out of here. Good night.
Love you.
Later.
Second chance.